It is March 24th. This is Treesbane. I'm here with Paul Jangles.
Paul Jangles.
We are just pulling into the parking lot here at Harmon Park in this Lenox, I know. Overland Park.
This is Prairie Village.
Prairie Village. This is a close course. It's one of the closest to where we live. And it's just a nine hole. But it's been a go-to for a long time, especially when we're strapped for time or don't want to go all out. Doesn't look too crowded, but it is an overcast day. Around 48 degrees. But it's not raining, so that's good.
All right, this is Mr. Paul Jangles. We are at Harmon Park. We are getting ready to throw off the first tee. This is a good tee. It's right behind a tree. What's interesting about this disc golf course is, unlike other disc golf courses, it has a different set of rules. So on most courses, the person who has the least amount of throws wins. But here, the most important rule is whoever has the most fun wins. So I just wanted to get that out there. Hole number one, just a slight dog leg to the left. It's 185. I'm going to be throwing my Discraft Buzz. So there you go.
Like that?
So I do believe this was the first park I played in when I first moved back to Kansas City. I was not very good. What time of year was that first time we played? It was right around this time of year, wasn't it?
Probably, yeah. It's probably early spring. Because I think that you came into town in February, and then probably around March, something like that.
Yeah, and you had just gotten your first discs.
Right.
It's at Christmas, right?
That's right. Hey, we're slapping discs because we got par.
Par train!
Woohoo!
Not a bad start.
Not
Although,
a bad
really, start. That should be a birdie shot.
It should have been, but you know what? It's cold. So the discs don't fly quite as true on cold days.
That's true. Although there is a pleasant lack of wind.
There's a pleasant lack of other discers, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a ghost town.
Because we're going right at prime time discing hour. What is it, like 2:30 in the afternoon? Something like that?
Yeah, it's about 2:30.
All right, this one's kind of
Saturday.
A straightaway. 275 to the pin.
Mr. Pole Jangles and I decided to take different routes towards this pole hole. He swung left, I swung right, so I can talk shit about him right now. There's really nothing bad to say about Pole Jangles. He's a good guy. All right, hole three. Pole Jangles holds the box. I bogeyed. This is a 320-foot par three.
A difficult shot because you have to go underneath the tree right in front of you.
Yeah. There's several trees just kind of riding the way. And
I don't
it looks,
think I've ever birdied this hole.
No, this is not. It's not a birdie hole.
Not a birdie hole.
It is a little nicer without all the leaves on the trees, but ooh, nice shot. Par train. All right, hole four, 230 feet, par three. This one, when I was first starting up, I used to end up in the parking lot over at the Y.
YMCA?
Yeah.
This is like, I think, one of the few bad holes, I think, the way that the thing's set up, because you're throwing back towards people coming up on hole three.
It's true. Luckily, this park's never really that crowded.
That's right.
Well, Paul Jangles stepping up for his par shot. Had a birdie shot, but splashed out a little bit. Rolled down the hill, throwing back uphill.
This is the meltdown!
Yeah, about to have a freak out. For bogey. Nice. whose box? Whose box is it?
Your
T-box. At least once around.
So we are on hole 5 now. Hole 5 is a very tricky hole. It is the longest hole, I believe, on the course. Trees Bane just lived up to his name and just hit a whole grove of trees, I would say. This hole is 355. It's slightly downhill, but that's hard because there's a little bit of a rise going on it. I saw the young kids that were playing before us. They went with the flick. That would probably be the preferred way to play this hole. Not being an expert flicker, I don't usually go that way. So here we go. We'll see what happens.
Much better than my throw. Paul Jangles ended up with the high ground. He's just on, made it over the valley. He's on a hill looking down on the pole hole. I threw a perfectly straight shot in the wrong direction. And I'm going to be thrown from the bushes, which is never a good place to be. So I really need to work on my putting game. I was maybe 3 feet from the basket, and I rolled out.
You took your eyes off the prize.
Yeah, wasn't taking it seriously, I guess. I don't know. So, Paul Jangles has the box. We are on hole six.
This is
290 feet, par 3.
The most easterly hole on the course, I believe. I think that one thing you should point out to our listeners is that this course is not a very good beer drinking course.
Oh, yeah. This is not a good beer drinking course, namely because there's a police headquarters.
Prairie Village is finest, I believe. Yeah.
Prairie Village PD is just right there. I imagine some people still drink beer here, but... Ooh. You didn't get in all that garbage down there. That's good.
That's not garbage. That's a playground.
All right. 290 feet. No trees in the way. No problem. All right. We're back on the par train. Paul Jangles holding the box. We're on hole 7. It's a 245-foot par 3. It is kind of tucked away behind a couple other trees. But
yeah, it's nice if you could curve around them.
Yeah, there's plenty of hyzer opportunities here. Paul Jangles swings wide. Ooh, that is going to be a birdie shot for sure. I don't know, you got a little bit of roll on that.
Did I?
You were on the green. All right.
On the circuit.
So what do you think the deal is with teenagers in shorts?
I really don't know. Like, why do they just not want to be comfortable? I don't know what the idea is.
I'm thinking it has more to do with that they don't get to buy their own clothes. So they get sick of, like, the same three pairs of pants or whatever. Or maybe they're just excited about summer.
Could be.
I don't know. It's fairly cold, but this threesome ahead of us, they're all wearing shorts. Well, I definitely do not have a birdie shot here, but we're going to go for it anyways.
Hole 8.
Paul Jangles birdied that one.
Tweet.
I parred, which I feel fine about, because I'm having the most fun. Yeah. Hole 8, 250-foot, par 3. It is kind of tucked behind a big oak tree down there, but Paul Jangles managed to swing around it.
Nicer if you go to the right of it, rather.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to swing right. Paul Jangles shooting for a bird. A little short. He was just pointing out that there's a marker here. This park used to be on the Santa Fe Trail.
This is the most historic course we play on.
Yeah. And Jason Norris aced this hole on January 4th, 2018.
I bet Jason Norris was cold that day.
Yeah.
But I bet he felt a lot warmer afterwards.
So for those of you who don't know about aces, ace is what you call when you get a hole-in-one. And people often carry Sharpies with them just in case, so that they can...
Trees Bane, do you have a Sharpie in your bag right now?
I'm not going to get any aces, so I'm not worried about it. It's neat to see. Sometimes they're a little unbelievable. Wasn't there one at Prairie Center? Someone...
Yeah, somebody wrote their name on the one that's a par 4.
It was like hole 12.
You couldn't even see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like 800 feet or something.
That was ridiculous. So it's, you can't always take these on face value. And there are...
Take ourselves too seriously.
There are people who will just stand at a hole and throw their discs over and over till they ace. So... We are back where we started, hole 9. Ooh.
Flirting with the ace.
Almost bounced it in. All right, here we go. All right, I parred.
I birdied.
Yeah. But looking at our pole hole here, basket, it looks like Sarah Connors.
July 3rd, right before Independence Day.
How about that?
She
yeah,
celebrated
last
with
year,
an ace.
She got an ace on hole 9.
But she shot some fireworks off.
She might have shot some fireworks off. Lots of people have scored on here, but
Jimmy
it's interesting that the Terminator chick plays here. I haven't seen her around.
Somebody's been polishing them off. I think there was some names on
Trevor. Got his first ace October 13th last year. Rick L.
Somebody's hate. BMO.
Jimmy G. HB. Henry. BMO, yeah. Look at all that. Good for them.
Good for them.
Yeah. So that concludes Harmon Park.
Harmon Park's just a par 9.
Yeah.
It's a nice walk in the park, if you will.
Yeah, it's some steps. Get some steps in.
Right.
I definitely had the most fun, so I won this round.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But, I'd highly suggest this park. It's just a 9, but you can play it twice pretty quick.
So you can get
18. They don't really change the pole positions ever. I don't think they can. Have you ever seen them change here?
There is no alternate position.
Yeah. No bag hangers, but the tee pads are, they do widen.
But it's a 7-minute drive from the places we hang
That's
our
true.
Hats.
That's true. This is also often a good winter park.
Very good, yeah.
Although I have lost the disc.
Disc in the snow?
A disc in the snow. That was rough.
That's why we ribbon our discs now.
Yeah.
You gotta protect those discs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, Harmon Park. As far as short courses, I give it a B+.
B+, I like that.
All right, well, we are signing off then. If you enjoyed this podcast, send us money for beer and discs.
Mostly beer.
Mostly
we beer. Can find discs.
We are now available on Apple Podcast and Google Play and a bunch of other things, I think. I don't know. So yeah, check us out. And bang those chains.
See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.